The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Murphy's Auto Care.
This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade. Hi, everybody. Dayton is our number one priority. You know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. Dayton's all news and talk is 1290 95.7 WHIO.
Take it easy. Well, good afternoon and welcome, everyone. You're on Auto Talk today. We're live coming to you. I'm Dave Murphy, along with my wife and partner, Jan. We're your hosts each and every week right here on WHIO's Ask the Expert lineup. We're the owners of Murphy's Auto Care out in Beaver Creek. Murphy's Auto Care has been serving our community for over 25 years, and we are open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. there to service you and your vehicle's family service needs or even your fleet service needs. Just give us a call. You can reach us at 426-2886. That's 426-2886. And you can also be found on the web at murphysautocare.com. So welcome to the show, and we're so glad you're riding along with us. And Jan, like I said, is here with us as well. Hi, Jan. How you doing today?
I'm good. How are you today, Dave?
Excellent, excellent.
Thanks for tuning in today here. We love doing the show each and every Saturday at noon, and we are going to be taking your calls. 457-1290 is the number to call. That's area code 937. Give us a call at the station, 457-1290. We'd like to hear from you today. And we're also riding along on Facebook.
On our Facebook stream, if you want to join us there, folks, real simple. Just go to Murphy's Auto Care on Facebook and just go ahead and watch us. We're live right now. If you want to, let us know your questions there. We will respond to them as well. And really having a good time over the last year or so on the Facebook stream. A lot of people jumping in, joining us there. So we appreciate that. We appreciate you taking the time and spending it with us. But most of all, thanks for being here with us live on Auto Talk again. This is a call-in talk show. Love to hear from you. Maybe you have questions about your car, your truck, whatever it is. Whether you got a check engine light on, or maybe you got a new noise in your car this week. You know, a lot of people aren't driving their vehicles nearly as much as they used to, just based on the way things go on in our world. But your vehicle still needs attention. And I'm sure if you've gotten in it and maybe it makes a new creak or a new crack or a new pop or a new grind, you might be wondering, what in the heck is causing that? Well, we're happy to talk to you about that, help you figure it out, and get through it. So we are here live, but join us right now on Auto Talk. So, hey, Jan, a bunch of things going on. You know, we've got a big agenda of things to talk about, but it's never more important than the agenda of our listeners and the folks following us on Facebook. So never feel like, you know, you can't jump in, call the station at 457-1290, and just, you know, let's talk to you. That's, I mean, you guys are far more important than our stuff. But we always like sharing what's going on, whether it's in our shop in Beaver Creek, whether it's in the shops all over America, because we are really fortunate to have a lot of friends that are also in this business around the country, which we just met with a bunch of them this week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had a big meeting, 2 weeks, or I should say 2 days of it. And wow, always a great meeting to get together with people. And but we're here for you. So give us a call. Something going on just in the news, and I'm always reading and scanning, stuff like that. If you're into muscle cars, and if you live in Dayton, Ohio, how can you not be into muscle cars? Let's face it, General Motors has been there, you know, really had a presence back in the muscle car era, still has somewhat of a presence. But in Florida, if you've ever been to Punta Gorda area, there is a muscle car museum. It's really focused on GM cars. And kind of a sad note, but maybe a good note, today is the last day they're open. All of those vehicles in that collection, over 200, are going to be going to the Mecum auction next Saturday. Well, actually, Mecum's going on right now in Kissimmee all week long. It wraps up today. If you're a car enthusiast, you're probably already watching it or checking it out. But if you haven't seen these cars, this collection has over 80 Corvettes in it, and they're not clunkers, folks. They are beautiful cars, all running. And hate to see them go, but you know what? Hopefully, they're all going to go to good homes. People enjoy
them. They're going to find a good home for sure.
I hope so. Yeah. But it'll be fun. So, you know, it's easy. If you want to check it out, on just go to Mecum Auctions online and you can watch it next week. The cars are going to sell on Friday, and all of the road memorabilia is going to sell on Saturday, I should say. So it should be a fun auction. We'll be back live on Auto Talk again next week, probably while that auction's going on. So that'll prevent me from buying things, I think.
Well, we'll have a lot to talk about too.
Well, hopefully, yeah, we'll maybe talk, update people on what sold and what it sold for. Speaking of what cars sold for, what did you just send me about Carroll Shelby's original Shelby? How much did that sell for? I think, oh yeah, there it is. $5.3 million just sold. I think that probably sold at Mecum this week. So at any rate, crazy money. Looks like people my age, I guess, are still buying cars like that and enjoying them. But also this week, read an interesting article. You know, all the manufacturers are racing to get out EVs or electric vehicles. I mean, they're all really throwing tons and tons of money at it. And speaking of General Motors, which I was just talking about their muscle cars, they are going to pitch about $27 billion into their new effort. And they really feel like they can get everybody in an EV within about the next 5 to 6 years. So we'll see if that comes to fruition. You think you'll be driving an EV, Jan?
I think I'll have one. I don't know if I'll be driving one every day.
Yeah, they're, well, you know, we...
I mean, it'd be fun to have one, but, you know, I'm kind of partial to my other cars.
Well, I don't blame you. You know, there's just those things about our gasoline or ICE engine vehicles that we've all gotten used to. But it doesn't mean that I don't think we can't change the way we feel and the way we think about it. I think one of the big things, the big hurdles to get over is going to be range. And General Motors and, of course, Ford and all the manufacturers are really on this. But I know in the article that I read, GM said that their vehicles are going to have an average of 450 miles of range. That's incredible based on their new battery platform. So we'll see, but hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to a lot of people about that. So give us a call today, 457-1290 out there. Love to hear from you. Our producer will patch you through to us. He'll let us know that you're there. We'd love to talk to you. So everybody there on Facebook, hello, good morning. Glad you're with us as well. All right, so something that we talk to a lot of customers about, we do a lot of alignments every week at Murphy's Auto Care. And thought we would bring up a point, maybe just, you know, if you take your vehicle in, maybe you take your vehicle and you're getting new tires put on, right? And whether you go to a big box store, whether you go to one of the big tire box stores, a lot of those places tell you that the vehicle is being aligned as a part of the process. And that very well may be the case. But there's something that I think consumers need to be aware of, Jan. When it comes to a modern vehicle, and this is going to pertain to at least 80% or more of the vehicles on the road today. So if you're having your vehicle aligned, more than likely it has steering angle sensors in the steering column. And what steering angle sensors do is they are basically sensors, and there's typically between 1 to 3 that tell one of the processors or computers on your car exactly where the steering wheel is in relation to the tires on the road. So that input is necessary to make the ABS or the anti-lock brake systems work. It's necessary to make ADAS work, which is, of course, advanced driver assistance systems, and also electronic stability control. So we've seen electronic stability control and ABS on vehicles for 15 years. So now steering angle sensors are part of that process in order for those systems to work. But what happens is if even a minor adjustment in a wheel alignment is altered, specifically the toe angle or total toe angle, then the steering angle sensor has to be reset. And sometimes it'll actually set a light. Usually it's going to set the ESC light on your vehicle immediately or shortly after the alignment's been performed. Not all repair shops, not all tire installation shops go the extra step to reset that sensor. So it's just something that's really, I think consumers need to know about it. And unfortunately, vehicles can be driven away, not set the light, but the angle sensor not be correct. So something you want to ask, because it does take time. It requires extra skill. It requires also some other tooling, some other equipment in order to properly reset that. So if you're going to get an alignment on your vehicle, folks, and this time of year, a lot of people are, or shortly after when we get into the spring, after we've, you know, our vehicles struggled through the roads in our community, you want to make sure you're asking them, hey, does my vehicle have steering angle sensors on it? And are you resetting it, or are you capable of resetting those? And it's just a good question to ask. And it's certainly one you should ask, or, you know, hopefully the place you're going is telling you about it. So, you know me, I'm just, I think that's interesting. I don't know. What do you think, Jan? Was that interesting? Did you find that helpful?
Sort of.
Well, what do you got for us today? What do you got out there?
No, just keep talking.
All right. Well, hopefully we're going to hear from some callers. Hey, give us a call today. We'd love to talk to you. We'd love to hear from you at all. Last week, I'm going to mention we had a caller that wanted to talk to us about perhaps when to change some of the fluids in their vehicle. And I thought we would go over that maybe in a little more detail. So at Murphy's Auto Care, we use products from BG, and we've used these for many years. And these are the products we use whenever we do a fluid exchange, whether we're changing the transmission fluid or the engine antifreeze or the brake fluid, power steering or differential and so forth. But, you know, when should you change this fluid, right? So this is our recommendation, and this comes from our manufacturers as well, that those key fluids, typically the four I just mentioned, the transmission, the antifreeze, the brake, the power steering, should be changed every 2 years or 30,000 miles. And you don't have to do them all at one time, but I wanted to point it out because if you're taking your vehicle in to your service provider and they're mentioning perhaps maybe these fluids you should consider changing them at the next service interval or now, it's helpful, I think, to know. First of all, ask them why. And if they're telling you just for maintenance, that's a great reason, right? I mean, maintenance is important. But in some cases, the fluids in vehicles have been really, really under-maintained, under-serviced. And so they're past their service life. So it may be necessary on your vehicle if you haven't had any of these fluids change and perhaps you're at 50, 60, 70,000 miles, it's just a good idea to get them all replaced. Especially if your budget, if you can swing it in your budget. But that's typically the service interval is just remember every 2 years for those fluids or about 25 to 30, I'd say 30,000 miles is what we recommend. Now keep that in mind. We are going to see a trend where folks are driving less and we're going to see probably a year and a half of that. And then hopefully we're going to see, people get back out, you're going to go back to your office, you're going to be taking vacations and driving around more. We're probably going to see us get back to a more traditional 12 to 15,000 miles per year on a vehicle. But right now, the industry is predicting that the average is probably going to drop slightly.
Well, and people are going to keep their cars longer.
That's correct.
People can keep their cars longer. The cost to drive them will be down. The maintenance will be down a little bit. And if you keep your car maintained, you can drive it a little bit longer. And I think there's a backlog on manufacturing with what might not be the exact time to buy a car. But, it's not a bad thing to keep your car and drive it longer. It saves you money in the long run. You like the car, it's dependable. Or you can upgrade to another used car rather than buying a new car. I know that, we typically keep our cars a long time, but we'll talk more about that when we come back from a break. And we are taking your calls live today. 457-1290. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Technology.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for riding along with us today. We love doing the show each and every Saturday right here on WHIO Radio, Ask the Expert. So we're taking your calls. You can call us in. 457-1290 is the number to call, and you can talk with us today. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions you have automotive related, we would love to hear from you. Yes. So I know while we were on the break, we did have a caller wanting to know about aligning a car with full wheel steering.
Okay. I assume that would mean all-wheel steer. So the alignment process is still the same. And, it still has toe, camber, caster, those angles. And it basically is virtually the same, if that's, in fact, what you were reflecting on. Something that any good alignment shop with good equipment, we really favor the Hunter Hawkeye Elite equipment. It's all digital. That's what we use in our business. But certainly not a problem if you have all-wheel steer on your vehicle, which is not quite that many vehicles. And quite honestly, if you have an all-wheel steer vehicle, the rear has certainly an impact on turning radius and on lane changeability. certainly loaded with sensors as well, but not an issue as far as resetting. It's got all the same components, ball joints, tie rod ends, you know, struts, and all the same components. So really, except for the electronics, if someone's not familiar with that, that might give them a little bit of problem. But good question. It is different, but it still operates virtually the same. So,
and not all repair shops do alignments. Some people kind of get their best, the best way to do that. And then other people use an actual aligner like we do. And so make sure where you're taking your car, ask them what they are aligning your car with.
You know, it's, I'm glad you brought that up, because alignments are so, so critical anymore. And used to be years ago, people didn't get an alignment until they realized their steering wheel was not straight, not correct anymore. Maybe the steering wheel was shaking, so they thought it needed an alignment. Perhaps, you know, of course, the car didn't drive straight, or you let go of the wheel, it pulled left, pulled right. All of those were common symptoms. But now, with the advent of all of the electronics, with ADAS on vehicles, and as we're moving much, much closer to full autonomy in vehicles, alignment is such a key maintenance service that needs to be performed. And we recommend that it be checked twice a year, and because typically we find that it will need an adjustment or replacement of parts on any vehicle at least annually.
Well, and you were talking earlier about the in the steering, it's kind of like talking to the alignment to the car.
And that's a good way to
put it. Important because everything is most everything is electronic. There's computer systems on cars, so we're actually using a computer system to align the car as well.
Yeah, and you need to be.
We're not eyeballing it.
No. I started out. I can remember back in the days we used to use a tape measure and a string. And
we are not doing that.
That was about when I was 18.
So check with your service provider. Make sure they're not doing that either.
And the bottom line is, It's absolutely imperative in order for the safety systems on the vast majority of vehicles to operate correctly so that they can adjust, so that they can prevent an accident and protect you, for the alignment to be accurate and for the steering angle sensors to be reset as they should be. So, it's just tremendously important. And it was a great question. So we appreciate the question on all-wheel steer as well. Do we have any other caller there at all? If we do, we're going to ask you to just hold here just a second. We're going to have to run to another break, unfortunately.
And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Goodwill Auto Auction and all the opportunities there.
Yes, we will. So stick with us here. We are live today on Auto Talk. And
we'll be
right back.
W-H-I-O. This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home in the Miami Valley.
Dayton is our number one priority, you know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. 1290, 95.7.
WHIO.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. You go ahead. Don't ever tell me what to do.
I should know that by now.
Dave and Jan, every Saturday at 12 o'clock, you can hear Dave ramble on and on and on.
Or you can just call us and talk to us.
Give us a call at 457-1290. We'll be happy to take your calls. We've got some lines open. Thanks for joining us today. And for the second half of the show, we were going to talk about the Goodwill Auto Auction for just a minute and all the things that the Goodwill Auto Auction can do, both on the buying end and the donation end.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you've heard us talk about the Goodwill Auto Auction. We are very proud partners with them. If you want to donate a vehicle, and we certainly hope you do, if you have one, maybe you're not using as much, or maybe you're going to plan to trade it in, not a bad idea, but consider all the good you can do by just donating that vehicle to the Goodwill Auto Auction. It's simple. It's easy. All you got to do is go to GoodwillDaytonAuto.com and just hit the donate button, and the rest of it's pretty darn easy. They'll be in touch with you within just a short period of time.
You can call 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. And they'll do everything for you. If you have a car, vehicle, a plane, an RV, something that you're not getting a lot of use out of anymore, and if you'll consider donating that, all the proceeds stay right here and help people in the Miami Valley. So it's really a win-win for everyone. Again, the number is 228-AUTO. That's 228-2886. And even if you're wanting to see what's coming up in the auction, you can go online. That is GoodwillDaytonAuto.com. Go online and check them out. See what's coming up.
You may be surprised. You'll find vehicles in there that are only 5-6 years old. And, you know, some folks have just decided maybe they want to do, they want to help out the community. So they donate the car.
It is.
It's really, really kind of neat to see that when that happens. But there's a lot of other vehicles on there too. So check it out. Thanks to Goodwill Auto, the Goodwill Auto Auction for supporting the Auto Talk each and every Saturday. Kind of got tongue-tied there, and that's rare for me.
I know one of the things we were going to talk about is how to read a drive belt. And this might not, you know, pertain to everybody. They may not really care, but just for the basics, Dave, how do we read a drive belt?
Well, it's pretty simple. Once the belt's removed, you know, a belt is having an issue with a bad bearing or not properly aligned, will show signs of burnishing, tearing. Actually, the fabric will start to come apart. It'll fray. And also, what you're going to notice is that vehicle's probably making some noise from the engine that it didn't used to make. And you know, modern vehicles are so, so quiet anymore. When they start making a noise from under the hood, it's something you need to check out. But the belt can really be an indicator to a technician or to a do-it-yourselfer that there is actually a problem with one of the rotating components, with one of the idler pulleys, with one of the tensioners. So if you're not certain and you know, don't spray things on belts. That's the old days. Gosh, please don't ever do that. Unfortunately, they still sell belt dressing at a lot of the auto parts stores. That is not what you put on a modern belt on a vehicle.
Is that like dippity-doo?
Well, I don't know what dippity-doo is. I never used that. So that might, I don't even
don't,
think that has a...
Don't do it.
Just so it must be for dippets though. I don't know. So anyway, so don't do that. So take your vehicle to your automotive technician, wherever you go, tell them you got a squeal, a squawk, a grind, or whatever it is. And most likely they're going to check out that component, and they may remove the belt and take a look at it, and hopefully they'll be able to determine what then has failed. But the belt will always, unfortunately, the belt on a car is really a victim. They just don't fail like they used to, and not so long ago. So, but belts can tell the story, just like so many other things can. We do have a caller. I think we're going to run to, let's see if we can connect with, is it Sherry? Hi, Sherry, are you out there?
I'm here. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining us on Auto Talk.
I'm here.
What problem you got? Hello? Hi, Sherry, are you there?
How can we help you?
All right, Sherry, well, I'll tell you what.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Tell us what's on your mind.
I have a Toyota Sienna.
Okay.
And
go ahead.
I'm sorry.
And I have Sirius XM subscription. And late last summer, the XM quit working on the vehicle. And I've tried to update the signal several times, many times. I've talked to the customer service reps. And the conclusion is that it is my antenna that's built into the wing of the back wing of the van.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hearing that that's very expensive to replace. And I was just wondering if that's true and what are my options, if you have any recommendations.
So great question. And yes, that would be, you know, I think everybody's threshold for expensive is different. But if you want the vehicle to look the same and operate the same, then that replacement would be what we would recommend. Now, there are aftermarket antennas available. You would have to go out to probably like a stereo shop. If you're in Beaver Creek, you might want to check in with the guys at California Customs. They may have an alternative antenna that they can place in the vehicle. But the real thing we would want to do, or I would do, is I would want to confirm that the antenna is actually at fault. And I would doubt that anybody...
Does that affect the radio?
Yeah, it can. It can. If the radio does the radio work in your car? The AM/FM radio, does it work, Sherry?
She may have the radio on.
Yeah, she's got the radio.
Yes, the radio works fine.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
The AM/FM works just fine. It's just my XM.
Okay. Sherry, I need you to turn off your radio listening to us. If you'll just get on the phone, we'll be able to talk because that's causing a delay. But we'll just answer your question. So assuming the radio in the vehicle works correctly, I would doubt that that's actually the problem. That I would say there may be another issue, maybe
okay.
In software. But I would just take it back to the dealer and have them check it out, okay?
Unfortunately, I can't hear you.
I'm not surprised. So,
yeah, so she's got the radio on.
Thank you.
Sure,
but it's a good question.
Very good
question. We appreciate it. And but yeah, there are some options for you. So I think that's a very good question.
Yep. Either go to the dealer or stop by a radio stereo installation shop and have them confirm that that's the issue and see if they have any alternatives. So thanks for your call today, Sherry. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
All right, great. Hey, let's see if we've got another call here. Brandon, if you can connect us, that'd be great.
Dean, are you there? Dean, are you there?
Hello, Dean.
Hello.
Are you like your new home?
Love it.
Really?
All right,
Dean,
I think
I'll tell
Dean
you what.
Has the radio on too.
Hey, Dean, we'd love to talk to you, but you're going to have to focus on the call, okay?
So anyway, he's got windshield wipers and parking correctly on his 2014 Cruze. Issues with wipers and
not parking correctly.
So okay. You mean when they turn off? Maybe?
Yeah, that's the parking. Gotcha. Yeah. So when you turn them off, should park.
I never knew that.
Right there. So could be a wiper motor issue, could be a wiper control issue on that vehicle. That's something that can be tested with a scan tool, and you can watch it and see if in fact it's working properly. But usually it's a mechanical failure. And certainly this time of year, if the wipers were on the windshield and they froze and then they got turned on immediately when the vehicle fired back up, all it takes is to bend a piece of mechanically in the wiper transmission, and that can cause them to not park properly. So certainly something you want to get checked out. We've seen them not park at all. We've seen them park in the wrong position. But just get it in, get it checked out, and wherever you take the vehicle to, hopefully they can get to the bottom of that pretty quickly.
Yeah, even for regular service intervals, your repair center should be checking out your windshield wipers.
Absolutely.
And actually your blades. I mean, you need windshield wiper blades at least a couple times a year so that you're not caught in the ice or the sleet or a heavy storm. I mean, oftentimes our blades are really, there's some wear and tear on them that we don't realize until we need them. And I've learned that myself. So make sure they're getting your blades replaced as well. And then they'll be checking the parking on those and topping off your fluid so you're not out and things like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
A lot of good tips there.
What you got in mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about, we are hiring at Murphy's Auto Care. We have a wonderful team. We've got some people that have been with us a long time and we really value them, but our team's growing. And we are hiring technicians as well as shuttle drivers. And so if you have an interest in joining our team, we have a lot of fun at work. We have a great team in place already. And you can give us a call at Murphy's Auto Care. That's 426-2886 or go online, murphysautocare.com, and hit the what page?
Contact.
And then you can fill out an application there. So we'd love to hear from you.
Love to meet you. Love to hear from you. And you never know. You may find a new home at Murphy's Auto Care. We'd sure like to talk to you about that.
So. We're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30 to service you and your family. We also do one of the things we talk about a lot is digital inspections. So we're taking pictures of your car and sending them to you while you're either at work, at home, or wherever you are. And that way you can see what's going on with your car. You know, the belts.
That's right.
The fluids, the hoses, all the good
stuff.
The
wipers. You know what? We actually take a video from the driver's seat.
That's a reference point for you. So, you know, when you bring in the car a few months later, then you can see that reference point. So those are really good to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, not many shops in our area use a DVI, which is a digital vehicle inspection. And I'm sad to say that. I hope they're, you know, we've seen a couple. I'm glad to hear that that are. But I just think
that's great technology.
That should be the benchmark for an automotive repair provider is to always do some form or some level of an inspection on a vehicle when it's in for service. Most people don't know how to even open the hood on their car. And we're running into that more and more. So that tells us they probably don't check any oil level. They don't check. And, you know, I hate to say it, more and more cars you can't check.
I'm just saying, I think a lot of our listeners just like to get the information and, you know, they don't need to hear the big long story. They just want to see the pictures of what's going on and get to the point. And is my car good or bad? Get it back to me. I got somewhere to be.
You sound like somebody that's just way too busy.
Yeah.
You might want to try slowing it down.
I'm not too busy. I'm just not a technician. And I don't want to be.
You don't care what makes the watch tick. You're just wondering what time it is, right? I know you.
Answer the question.
All right. Well, hey, we wanted to mention a couple other things. I'm starting to see some trends. Folks, if you are going to be needing tires on your car, maybe your shop has told you you better prepare to spend $1,000 on some tires. You might want to get that done here over the next couple of months. The industry is projecting we're going to see tire tariffs on about five different companies that are major producers of tires because they all produce offshore and in a lot of countries where there will be tariffs levied. So if your tires on your car are under 6/32 of an inch in tread depth remaining, consider a tire purchase within the next month or two. You'll save yourself some money. Right now we're anticipating we may see increases at the consumer level of at least 20%. And so save yourself a little money. I mean,
if you're thinking about getting tires, go ahead and maybe get that scheduled.
Yeah, you know, we no longer live in the day of when a replacement set of tires is only $200 or $300 on your car.
And that's still a lot of money.
Oh, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. And, you know, that's why we see people just trying to purchase two tires at a time just to make it fit their budget. And that's a viable approach. That certainly works.
But having good tires on your car is going to be important for you to stop
absolutely.
And go
absolutely.
And get the proper mileage on your car. I mean, there's just a whole lot of things that they pertain to.
Well, and I don't know if you know this, Jan. So worn tires, the lower the tread they have on many types of tires, especially tires that are not rolling or low rolling resistance tires, actually, they actually will start to diminish fuel economy. So it's important, you know, as your tires wear, because there's now a greater contact, but unfortunately, it's not one that's going to help you with stability with your tires, is going to decrease your fuel mileage. And of course, it also adds to road noise, and just the overall ride of the vehicle diminishes as the tire tread diminishes on a tire. So it is really important to keep an eye on it, especially for safety's sake. All right, we're going to run to a quick break. We will be right back. Stick with us. We are live today on Auto Talk.
It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
And welcome back to Auto Talk. Thanks for staying with us today. And we've got a lot in store for the last few minutes of the show. We have one more caller to go to.
We do. Roger, can you jump on there with us?
Hey, hello.
How are you? How can we help you today?
Hello.
How can we help you today? Are you there?
Hello, Roger. Hello? We can hear you.
Well,
all right.
Maybe he can't hear us.
I'll tell you what, Roger.
Sorry about that.
This is Roger.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
How can we help you?
You can hear us? Okay.
Yes.
I've got a 2000 Chevy Malibu.
I think he's breaking in and out.
There's a little bit of water leaking from the head gasket now. It's got about 379,000 miles on it. And I was wondering if it wouldn't hurt to put a little bit of stop leak in it instead of paying the money to get a head gasket replaced.
Okay, great question. I'll tell you what, if you want to jump off, I'll answer that question for you, Roger. I would say yes, that's what I would do. There's also some other products out there now, too, that actually you can use in that kind of situation. But normally we would not recommend that, because normally you would want to remove the heads, replace the head gaskets. But that's a very high mileage car. And, you know, that's a lot of expense to put in it. So I would agree with that process, not knowing the overall condition of the rest of the car. Appreciate your call, Roger. We are running up here against the end of the show. So thanks for being quick on that one. And hopefully that is helpful. But I
do want to thank Mike's Car Wash for sponsoring the show today. I know Mike's Car Wash has three locations in the Dayton area, so we thank them for their sponsorship. And they're open each and every day from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. You can run your car through, or you can get some wash books. They make great gifts for other people. So thank you, Mike's Car Wash. Also, I want to thank KOI Auto Parts. So if you need that head gasket replaced.
They've got plenty of products.
We use KOI Auto Parts. They are fast and convenient. They are the professional's choice. And KOI Auto Parts enables us to have our 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty at Murphy's Auto Care. So they're very dependable, and we want to thank them for sponsoring the show as well. I know we mentioned Goodwill earlier, Dave, but you know, anytime that you have a car that you're not driving or you're thinking about upgrading, please consider donating today. It helps thousands of people right in the Miami Valley. Those proceeds stay and help so many programs. And so for more information, you can go to 228 Auto or go to goodwilldaytonauto.com, and they'll do all the work for you. They'll do the paperwork. They'll tow the car or the vehicle or the whatever you're donating. So it's a wonderful way to give to the community.
Absolutely. Well, there we are. We're up against the end of the show.
We'll catch you next Saturday at noon. Thanks for tuning in today. We love doing the show. You guys stay safe out there.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station from the CJSHeatingandAir.com studios. CJS means yes.